Blog Talk Radio.
Not judge the lady, may not be judged. Judgment you make, you will be judged. And the measure you give, be the measure you get. Close, Genevieve, well, Genevieve again. And where I just read the first verse of the seventh chapter of Matthew, about going Bible, you know, I came upon this passage. And I think it's pretty relevant to what's happening right now on the national level. And Jesus was quite serious about this. He mentioned that there was a lot of things that were going on during this. And I look at what nation is going to be now. Well, one party says, you know, you're weak, soft, crybaby. The other party says that you hate other races, you hate people, they're different race or gender or sexuality. And one thing I do know is you don't judge any person or any situation before you get to know a person. Or if it's a situation, if it's a particular situation outside, you have to wait till you get all the facts. And so lately here, you know, we heard the state of black men getting killed by police. I really wait for all the facts to come in. I reserve judgment because sometimes you make a judgment, and a lot of times it can end up being wrong. And you know what people allege, what something they allege, you know, after all the facts are in, it turns out it's something totally different. Because you don't, first of all, what do you know about the person? Well, you don't know anything. You know, you think, you know, some people are waiting because of where they come, or, you know, what kind of a position that they have. And how many relationships haven't damaged or altered simply because somebody misjudged them without any facts or basis? Same thing with friendships or anything because of misjudgment or perception. Now, the sad thing is that sometimes perceptions then sometimes become reality, and that's not always good. So what you perceive, what is perceived, may not always be the case of what really is. Now, you've heard the saying that, you know, you hear somebody tell a story, and then you get to the 10th person, the story is totally different. So in life, it has unintended consequences, but, you know, it gets to the judging part, you know, that has unintended consequences. So many people have been damaged, making them be damaged. Reputations are ruined, families are broken up. Why? Because rightly or wrongly. No, still we, Jesus, he was not the church anymore before the time. Let me continue on reading him. And it talks to those who are in the morning. sounds crazy how some people are so judgmental on others, and they may be doing the same thing, or they have the same problem. So I have things that usually, in a lot of cases, I find that there are people who are so anti-LGBT all dealing with the issue itself. You know, I've seen that over here. How many men are so anti-gay? You know, they hate gays. You know, they're so anti-gay. You know, later on you find out that they were doing the same thing. They come out of it. Yeah, they're doing the same thing. Probably a lot of reputation being ruined. Probably a lot of people were harmed. And it's a horrible thing the past 13 money. You never burden something to someone that never bothered them. Burden with it, and for the first generation, it never bothered them. When Jesus came, he didn't judge people because of their blood. He didn't judge people because where they came from. It's a whole other thing to get it. I'll take another episode to do that. But it is not our job to judge. Not our judge asset. Not our job asset. No question, you know, judge other people's spirituality. They may be at different points in their lives to the Lord. And I have known the Lord for almost a half a century. You know, the person may be struggling. It's not me to encourage them and help them. Don't pray for them. I look at this and go, well, this is very something that you thought is very serious. So one thing that I heard, Bill Stone laughed out. Somebody has a judge, somebody thinks they have something against you. Or you may have something against them. They may have something against you. Example, a little higher minded thinks that they're looking for that. The first thing you do is pray for them. That person struggling, pray for them. A situation where not everything is out, not all the facts are out. Pray for them, really think they're in a hurry. You know how many people in jail before all the facts are out? So important. You can continue to remember it. Jesus died for that first suit. Instead of doing it, find it. Maybe it's a person who got it out. Maybe it is a person who got it out. So then encourage you. Someone call upon you. Empathy. That's something you can go on national daily shook. Could use that now. In mind it, if God could have judged, he could have judged you. But by the way, God could have judged us right away. Just by sending his son to die on the cross. Spared that eternal judgment. Well, I thank God. That go well. Pray that all your sick things will heal. And I look forward to getting back together once again. Amen.